What I gleaned from the intent was that, is it a policy? It's announced an intent, but I don't see in reality any policy that is in place. Indeed, the last time I followed the whole thing, the first attempt to implement this, we were told that it wasn't gold that was exchanged, but cash had to be paid for the first lifting. So, as far as I'm concerned, it remains an intent. I do not think we have been knowing about it to really. Two things, what I gleaned from the intent was that there were foreign exchange challenges that we had, which of course is true. We import too much, and the demands for importation far outstrips the requirements for or the revenue we gain to go abroad. So any kind of initiative that increases the amount of convertible currency that we have in Ghana needs to be seen in a very positive light.
So this comes in two forms. Actually, the country has already received the first consignment, about 41,000 tons, we are told, in diesel, and that's about 10% of what the country needs. That was last month, January.
You are telling me the country has received 41,000. I've also read that somebody went and paid cash.
40 million. So the initiative, even...
No, please. If you've paid cash, why do you call it gold for export, gold for oil? You cannot call it gold for oil if you are paying cash. So that's why I told you that, as far as I'm concerned, the policy has not started. Because for me, if you call something gold for oil, it's a straightforward barter arrangement where essentially you exchange gold for oil or oil products from a particular vendor. And at any rate, you see, we should distinguish from wanting to increase the country's foreign exchange resources from a barter arrangement that is gold for oil. I mean, the Bank of Ghana has for some time now been purchasing gold and has indeed come to an arrangement with the major gold companies in Ghana for them to sell some of their gold to us in cedis. So if you sell your gold to us in cedis, that becomes a convertible commodity that increases the whole thing. So in that respect, we're already trying to shore up and strengthen our forex base. If you start saying gold for oil products as a policy, the question I ask is, what is driving that policy? Why do you want to do gold for oil, per se? Because don't tell me that, oh, it is a policy, but I'm going to pay cash $40 million for it. You need to tell us why you are doing it. And reading the latest that the NPA has put about the government's clarification, it looks to me like, even though it is not said outright, there's an inherent expectation that that arrangement will be cheaper than international oil trading.
That's what the government says.
Well, that's what they're saying. That is, now, if you say the product is going to be cheaper, you cannot trade on the international market and expect that the international oil trading companies will be trading cheaper products unless there's something in it for them. And to be honest with you, and you are the first person I'm telling this, I really find this whole arrangement a little bit slippery, because if you tell me that no matter what, the oil products you get from the Gulf for oil deal is going to be cheaper than products that we obtain from the international markets, then I can only think of taking advantage of a certain disruption in international markets now, which is forcing, because of Western sanctions on Russia, is forcing Russia to offer its oil and oil products at an automatic 30 or 40% discount on the market.
I just want to understand what exactly you mean by this is slippery, aside from what you just said.
If I could put it bluntly, because I'm known for my bluntness, I think this whole arrangement is a smooth screen for Ghana trying to take advantage of the discount that Russia is offering on international oil products because of the West sanctions on Russia.
Why?
Well, because Russia is unable to sell to the West. It is now offering its oil and products at 30% discount. So I find the whole thing rather murky.